in bed right now.
Becoming one of those grandparents of Willy Wonka. You're like, you're just in bed for life now. Share a bed with three friends.
Yeah.
Until somebody wins a golden ticket and suddenly you can walk again.
Like, that's going to be my life from now on. Did they get diagnosed with that? Did they ever say what was wrong with them?
No, and I recently saw, like I've sent you this guy before who does, like, what's it called? Like, pitch meetings, where he plays the two different characters, like, one the writer and one the guy who's pitching a movie.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, it's really satirical and it points out the difference. And I watched one he did for the original Willy Wonka, and he spent a lot of time on how Grandpa Joe was just an asshole. How it's like, wait, if this guy could walk the entire time, he was just... he's just not helping around the house and not helping. They were living eight to a single one bedroom studio, and this bitch doesn't get out of bed until his grandson comes home with a ticket to tour a chocolate factory.
And it's like he's jumping around.
So he's dancing, no less. The mom should have been pissed.
That's a good point. Yeah, she's fucking making soup for him, dinner, bringing him to bed and everything.
Yeah. Grandpa Joe is a piece of shit. I'll send you that video. It's very enlightening. It's funny, you start seeing these trends now of things that go back, and like, I read another one today about, you've seen Forrest Gump.
Yes.
Just how Jenny is the worst person on the planet. And like, they go back and itemize, like, I had seen it, you know, it came out when I was like six. So I saw it, you know, when I was a teenager probably, and was like, oh, you know, this is a great story, but you don't really understand the damage that Jenny is doing to him the entire time, using, and, you know, borderline abuse kind of, because the change of the world. So yeah, it's funny to see all these 90s movies.
I've never seen it, but I think everybody can agree that after watching that movie, that Jenny was an asshole.
How do you know that if you've never seen it?
Forrest Gump?
Yeah.
I've seen Forrest Gump.
I thought you just said you've never seen it. Oh, you've never seen people pointing it out.
Right, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. I was too young. I didn't understand. I was like, oh, he'll get her eventually.
No, dude, that, I felt like I grew up with that experience a lot with women. So, yeah, I immediately felt like she was an asshole for that.
you lived Jenny. Well, Jenny almost gave him AIDS, it turns out. I totally forgot about that part of the movie.
Oh, yeah, that's so true. Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah,
you see? They never said he got it, but they never said he didn't. And so she was pretty reckless about that.
Yeah, because what did she die from? From
AIDS,
right? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, totally. I mean, they had a kid together.
Yeah, yeah. So, and so here you go, man, who can barely take care of himself. Take the child also. Jenny sucks.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. We'll just do a separate podcast just tearing down characters from old movies and how they didn't age well.
Uncle or Grandpa Joe and Jenny.
Yeah, we'll start with those two. Grandpa Joe, that dickhead. Anyway, here's the part where I tell you we've been recording for about 3 minutes.
I noticed it and I turned around. I was like, dude, you started it when I was looking, asshole.
usually you don't see. Well, so the listener can figure out by now that it is just you and me, Fonz. The question was asked at the start of the year. Who's in? Who's all in? Are we going to do this? And everyone said yes. And the last one to join is the last man standing. And that's on your birthday, no less. Happy birthday, Fonz.
Yeah, thank you, man. Yeah. I mean, I'm not mad, but I know there's circumstances. But yeah, I still found the time to do it because I love doing the podcast. I love giving my feedback and being wrong.
Dude, I try to refresh real quickly, and I listened to the very first break, the preview that we did, and the first matchup, it's so wild how every single thing you say is wrong. Like, as you go down the list, there was one in particular.
I think I was definitely trying to hit every wrong thing possible.
You did a good job. You got a couple right near the end, but you came out of the gate real slow. And there was one in particular where me and Castro picked the same three things, and you went opposite on all three. It was in Scott's game. And you go, it's all three. I got to get one right. You got all three wrong.
Oh, man, it's funny.
It's not even prank anymore. And then, well, we'll get to injuries and all that stuff in the news. But yeah, it is your birthday. I'm kind of just ribbing the other guys. Jose, he was traveling the world. He went to Ecuador and just got back, and naturally had some illness from food or something like that. So he's out of pocket. Castro in the throes of a late work session. He may actually join us somewhere in the middle of this. And we didn't talk about it beforehand since I pulled my ninja record start thing, but I think this is going to be a cram episode where we just do a quick preview because we got a late start today.
Yeah.
Just do a quick recap of the news and games and then go right into the preview.
Yeah. I like that. Yeah, we could do that. Obviously we have my brother out with a sprained ankle and D's out.
Well,
with
that's news to me.
With a concussion. No, I'm just naming football injuries. Oh. Not actual injuries.
I believe that William has been sidelined with gout. He cannot
do the podcast. We'll call that the Achilles tendonitis.
He's got Achilles in both legs. There are Achilles issues in both legs.
Yeah.
Going to see a German doctor.
Exactly. Yeah. So, yeah, those guys. I heard that in another podcast of a friend that was listening. I thought it was pretty funny whenever they're introducing people and people who are not in there, they tell them, they just make up an injury. That's pretty funny. Like just making up injuries for people who are not on here.
Well, Jose Diaz does have a real illness. So he's out of pocket. Castro just working late, and your brother is just I guess you guys party too hard at dinner. How'd your birthday dinner go?
No, it was good. It was we went to Henry's Puppy Tacos. I had their puppy taco. Delicious. I haven't had it in a while. And then came home and had some cookie cake.
Cookie cake.
From the mall. From America's Greatest Cookies. America's Greatest Cookies, whatever you call it.
You said the same thing twice.
I meant to say American's Greatest Cookies, but it didn't sound right. So I said it the exact same way.
probably America's, if I had to guess. I feel like an alien whenever somebody talks about sweets. Just because I'm not really a fan and don't partake. So when you said cookie cake, I couldn't think of what to say. So I just go cookie cake.
Yeah, that's why I was trying to explain it. Like maybe if I just said where it was from, maybe he'll understand it a little bit more.
Yeah, that's a thing humans eat. I feel like an alien.
Oh man.
Somebody tried telling me today, it was David. David, who's finally been booted from the Guillotine League.
Oh, thank God.
He was talking about pancakes, and I go, I don't like pancakes. He goes, what about waffles? I go, they're the same thing. He goes, whoa. He goes, so you would need a waffle. I was like, I mean, I don't much care for it. He goes, what if there's ice cream on it? I go, you just made it worse.
You just made it worse. I guess not.
I don't know. I think he has an attention issue. Like, honestly, he just has a lot going on in that head.
Yeah, yes. I can just imagine being in his head and it's just like a concert in there, just loud noises. just blaring loud. It's like, dude, I cannot hear what's going on in his thoughts.
Yeah, I think he said something very similar to that. But anyway, we're going off the rails a little bit. So day was pretty normal. It is honestly your birthday. So day was pretty normal. Had a work day and then went to dinner.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. I got during the day. I just got a lot of messages of love and appreciation. So I really love that feeling. It reminds me why I go out of my way to try to wish somebody happy birthday. Just because it just feels good when somebody goes out of their way to tell you happy birthday.
Yeah. You have any strangers from the rafters? Unexpected, like, whoa.
Person. Mainly actually from family members that I haven't heard from in a while. I just haven't talked to them on a regular basis. So that was great hearing from them. A couple friends, yeah, on Facebook too, just randomly. So, someone breaking into your house or what?
I thought my cat was just having a hard piss or something, but I think I left the shower water like semi on.
Oh,
and so it's just hitting on the. I didn't like if you don't push the little dial from the faucet out, you know, it just drips.
Yeah, yeah,
that's what's going on. And I kept hearing it, so sorry, I was listening to you, but just trying to figure out what the fuck that sounded like.
But great birthday today. So thank you, everybody.
Well, that's nice. That's good. When I hear from family out of nowhere, they want Cowboys tickets. Usually,
have you had that? Like, lately from anybody reaching out to you lately?
I've had a few this year, not family though. Mm-hmm. Not family, just random friends that ask, but it's like people who've come before. So it's not out of nowhere, but
gotcha.
What gets me is like, don't put up a facade. Like if you text out of the blue, like, hey, it's been a while. How's it going? And like, oh, hey, good man. And then like within two messages, like, hey, like, you have any Cowboys tickets? It's like, dude, why don't you bother with the charade? I'd respect it more if you just got it all out of the way in one message.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you're not really here to catch up. You just want tickets. Yeah. Which is, yeah.
Yeah.
Which,
yeah. That's, I actually know and work with people who I could barter with that, like, you know, for Mavs games, and or I don't care for the Mavs, but they are playing the Spurs tomorrow night in the season opener.
Oh, right.
And even with that, and even though I've like exchanged, I still don't feel comfortable reaching out and saying like, hey, I just been on the other side too much, but
gotcha.
That goes back to movie theater days, I guess.
Yeah, that is true. That was something I remember always dealing with, friends just coming out of the blue. Hey, can you hook it up? I got it. I'm like, yeah, I guess I can.
at least our boy Bobby would exchange it for like, yeah, come to my club. I got you. And just like hook us up with nonstop free, like too much. We had to refuse.
Yeah, exactly. That was awesome, man. That was great. I mean, there were some great trade backs for movie tickets back then. Even for food too. That was great. Oh man. Missed those days.
Yeah, the old barter system. Mm-hmm. All right, well, we can get started doing news and really brief, truly brief. I'm hoping that's true since there's only two of us. But before we do, I'm going to turn this faucet off, so I'll leave you alone with the crowd for about 10 seconds.
Okay. Hello, everybody. This is not awkward at all. Mario's gay.
What'd you guys talk about?
Nothing. We're just talking about how great of a person you are.
Am I gonna have to listen later on?
You don't want to listen.
Sorry, that was an unexpected delay because turns out it's not coming from the shower head and it's not coming from the spout. There's actually a thing in my ceiling that I've never really paid much attention to. It's I don't know how to describe it. It's just it looks like a funnel, but the spout opens downward. And I've never thought much about it, but it is dripping quickly out of there, just slapping onto the corner, and I don't really know what to do about that.
It's coming out of one of your vents?
Not a vent. It's like a funnel that's just right. It's right above the tub, and I've never really paid much attention to it, but it's just a little hole, and it's just dripping water out of it.
What?
I'm not sure why.
Nice.
I'll send you a video a little later.
Yeah, we could diagnose the problem.
I mean, it did just take a shower, so I assume. Anyway, what are we, 13 minutes in? All right, let's get to football.
Yeah.
Every time we're like taking a long time, Isaac is the first voice I hear. First,
yeah. Like, get on with it. Dude, he's going to be mad at that little gap you just had. Trust me.
Well, let's make it better. So we'll do something because it was kind of a dramatic week in sports injury wise. We haven't done in a minute. We'll open up with actual NFL news. That's just like a blanket statement. So, okay. A lot of it happened Monday night with the Tampa Bay Bucks. Your former boy, Chris Godwin, on a play when they were down 10 with 40 seconds to go, his last catch of the game, gets rolled up on, dislocated ankle, sort of like dragged his body. Did you see him like trying to like army crawl after he did it?
No.
Yeah, it happened. And I'm not sure where he thought he was going, but he basically like his looked paralyzed. Like his legs weren't moving and he just started crawling along the floor.
Jeez.
And today I saw a meme of somebody putting up the like the old man from Family Guy. I guess he has a dog whose legs don't work. And they go, this was Chris Godwin after.
God, dude, why? Jesus. After that, the internet is so ruthless sometimes, man. Jesus.
Well, I mean, it was just as it's, you know, serious for a receiver, no less. But, is dislocated ankle, done for the year. That happens after, in the same game, Mike Evans aggravates a hamstring injury, which seems like it's going to keep him out until, I think they said, after the bye, which would be week 12 at the earliest that he comes back.
Basically IR then, right?
Yeah, because we're going into week 8. So, yeah, I'm surprised if they haven't put him on IR already. But so that Evans affects Joe, and that Chris Godwin affects
Warwick.
Warwick. Not to be outdone, though, you caught another stray because you're living with that cursed brother of yours.
Oh, God.
Brandon Ayuk, not 3 weeks after you traded for him. I didn't see the play, but I hear his ACL was torn somehow and his season is done.
Yeah, I didn't even know. I watched the play. I didn't even know he hurt himself. I just saw him on the ground. I was like, oh, he must have got like the wind knocked out of him or something. But when it started surrounding him, bringing out the cart, I was like, what the hell? I was like, no. What is going on?
You can have a moment. It is your birthday to vent. You traded for Ayuk in what seemed like a swindle at the time. Mm-hmm. And we all said you robbed Isaac and you should have known you were dealing with the devil in some way.
Some way, yeah.
Because now you got a fucking Broncos receiver who you can't start and you can't cut, taking up space on your roster. And now you couldn't start him on the – I think you missed all three times you had a chance to start him.
Yes.
and then he's done for the year before he ever really got going.
Yeah, it didn't even give me a win.
So not an ideal birthday. And not to be outdone, your brother's streak continues. He picks up Juju off the waiver wire after his solid week last week. Juju comes up with 0 points and a bum hamstring, leaves the game early with an injury. This streak is unreal.
Dude, yeah, no shit, man. My brother, I don't know what he did to piss off. I mean, we know what we did.
I know what he did.
We know what we did. He just, why? Like, he has so many injured players, and he's still not tapping out.
Funny enough, we're halfway through the season at the end of week 7, because there's 14 weeks in the regular season. If the playoffs started today, he would actually be in on points because of the way that the standings showed up. And if he hears that right now, he's just going to double down. He's going to trade everything to try and get more players.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, just the streak is unbelievable. Isaiah Pacheco out. Nico Collins out. Hollywood Brown hasn't even played all season. Rashee Rice killed by his own quarterback's helmet. Rashid Shaheed, I think, is done. Yeah, he's done for the entire season. He doesn't even have space on IR to put him there. Picks up Juju, out. Jordan Whittington apparently has a secret shoulder injury that nobody knew about, just did not play and had a zero for some people that started him this past week. Ran zero routes. And this is like anything your brother touches turns to shit right now.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. Be weary of whatever player he touches because... Yeah, something bad is about to happen.
It's unbelievable, this streak. But I guess we'll see when we try to preview his game. He's got a matchup against you.
I'm about to whoop that ass.
Oh, my God. I mean, either that or both your teams are just going to die. Like, this is going to be a bloodbath.
Please, no more. No more injuries for me, man. God.
This game will break the streak. Whoever comes out on top will be cleared from whatever curse your brother has befallen on your household.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, I have so much grievances to let out with my team this week. Just all of it. Just the positions that I put the players in, the players I got injured, just all of it, man. It was just poorly mismanaged.
I'll give you a chance to air your grievances. We have one last one before we go into the recap. A noteworthy transaction. Another high-profile receiver was traded, and once again, did not involve the Cowboys. Kansas City Chiefs make a move this time. Trade for veteran wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins for a 5th-round pick that has a chance to turn into a fourth, but at worst, it wasn't a fourth round pick. And there was a clip that I saw, or it's not a week ago, Jerry Jones was making comments saying, when he was yelling at the radio host.
Oh, right.
Where he was saying, what, like, just very condescending, what is out there? Who are you going to trade for right now to come and help you beat San Francisco next week? And then this trade happens.
I'm just clowning him even more. Jesus.
Yeah. Well, did you even pick up the phone?
Yeah. I mean, not to mention that Cooper Kupp is also looking to get traded too.
On the block.
Yeah. So it's just there's movement going on. You're just not participating. Yeah. You're not picking up the phone.
He's going to be more expensive. He always gets hurt. Whatever we pay, like, we're not a wide receiver away from being relevant. We got too many real problems. So,
yeah,
whatever. Just lay an egg. Mm-hmm. Keep getting embarrassed by the Niners on national TV.
Yeah. At least it's not happening in Dallas.
Yeah, we'll take that, I guess. There'd probably be a stabbing in the parking lot.
There'll be no Dallas fans over there.
Unfortunately, I think there will be, and there probably still will be a stabbing in the parking lot.
Dad, if somebody gets stabbed on that night, that's going to be your fault.
Dude, California, man. When the Raiders and Niners play each other, there's always blood in the streets afterwards.
Yeah, that's so true.
I meant to say, with your Ayuk injury, as I was going through recapping or just trying to refresh on what we had said about the other games, you were trying to set up Deez's lineup. And he was playing your brother, and you were like, I don't like any of this. I think you should put in Wandale Robinson.
Yeah.
And Castor literally said, the fantasy gods are listening, Fonz. They know what you're doing. And he said, I don't care. Start Wandale. And then Brendan Ayuk goes out.
I guess I deserve that. Yeah.
Nobody should play with any fire, at least not from your house.
Yeah, no, true. They're watching us closely over here.
Yeah. You boys are marked. Okay, well, let's jump into our hopefully quick recap on this thing.
All right.
And go one at a time. Maybe Castro will join us within the next 20 minutes or so. Okay. We'll see how far we get without him. So we can just ping pong it back and forth if you'd like.
Yeah. I'll start it off with my matchup. I see it right here on the top of the board.
Well, let's get it over with.
All right. Yeah, I lost this one. 73 points to Warwick's 81 points. And what really sucked about this is that I only had Bo Nix to start, which he did good. He did better than what he was projected to do, just a little bit better. But David Montgomery got hurt during this game too and allowed Jahmyr Gibbs to go off crazy and get all those touches that should have gone to Montgomery.
Which was annoying to me as I was playing against Jahmyr Gibbs.
I forgot that you were playing against Castro, so yeah, that must have been annoying. Yeah, so I didn't know they were not explaining at all what was wrong with David Montgomery, and he went back in and then came out like I could not figure out what was wrong with David Montgomery, and so after the game when they finally gave a report that he's going to be week to week, so. Good thing it's not anything serious, but I had to pay attention to that closely in the future. Kyan Williams does really well. Gosh, just a beast.
Steady, touchdown machine. Man.
Yeah, every week. I mean, just going back, that should be one of the things when we go to next season about the reports that come in during the preseason or
before. Oh, Blake Corum?
Yeah.
Split carries and blah, blah. It's just. What's crazy is they don't even throw him the ball. It's all on the ground. You see so many running backs now that have receiving, like this guy, 21 carries, 76 yards, 2 touchdowns. Catches, no targets. He just runs
hard scores. Runner. Yeah. 21 carries, 76 yards, 2 touchdowns. So yeah. And then, yeah, Brandon Ayuk just goes down after 6 targets, only 2 receptions, 23 yards, goes down. And because the way it went down on this, I had no choice. I can't explain how I had it arranged on there, but as soon as I, because I had Cooper Kupp in my lineup in the beginning before he started playing, and then he was just suddenly out for no. I have no idea why all of a sudden he was going to be out. So I had to switch that, bring him out, and bring somebody into the wide receiver option, and I had Bucky Irving in my bench, who I could not put in there at that time because I think Dontayvion Wicks already played and Jordan Mason already played. So that left my flex options. I couldn't move those around. Yeah. Like, it was locked in. I had to start a wide receiver. There was no more flex options open.
And all you had to put in
was Luke McCaffrey.
I was really curious about that because, like, when we previewed and I saw Luke McCaffrey was in there with a donut, like, not even a target, I was like, when did we talk about McCaffrey? What the fuck happened there? And, like, you're saying, yeah, I guess Dontayvion Wicks played. Yeah, Cooper Kupp really fucked you there, which, like, that guy's been doing my whole association with him. I had him in three different leagues when that thing happened. I forgot to move him out of two because I forgot I had him in so many. And then the third one, I made the swap. I put in Juju, who your brother fucking cursed and got hurt. And so I had three donuts thanks to Cooper fucking Kupp and the Rams not disclosing that he wasn't going to play.
Right. Or just really last minute. Yeah.
Right. And last minute, he was the afternoon or the like 3 o'clock game. And so all the noon games had already happened. And this is where, like, most times you get away with it, but, like, really savvy fantasy players would be like, if you're going to play a wide receiver, put them in the wide receiver slot, like, based on time for exactly this reason. Mm-hmm. Like I said, most times it doesn't come into play, but just this particular thing just sucks. It sucks.
Yeah, it did. And in all honesty, like, I felt like I had the best options for wide receivers one and two under. I had Brandon Ayuk and Cooper Kupp in there. Dontayvion Wicks was my flex, and Jordan Mason was my flex. So it's just like, yeah, I had no more, I had nothing left to do on, but to start, Luke McCaffrey. And what sucks is that I would have beaten Warwick if Bucky. I had Bucky Irving in there. And I knew it was going to be the right choice to do it, but it just, I couldn't do it. So that pissed me off pretty bad. The only thing that saved me from not being completely pissed off was that I didn't get eliminated from Guillotine. So that was my saving grace from not being completely upset at fantasy football that day.
Even beyond you not getting upset, it was an actual reward because your tormentor for the entire season in that league, after talking shit about how he was beating you on Sunday night, comes from ahead to blow the lead because I think, what was it? He had Chris Godwin who got hurt. Who else did he have?
Trey McBride.
Trey McBride. Well, Godwin played the whole game, so that was super dramatic.
Thanks, man.
I'm surprised you didn't give your usual intro to Fonz.
Not on his birthday.
Especially on my birthday, pal.
Fonz, you better be four horsemen deep right now.
Oh, dude, man.
No, I don't want to understand a single word you're saying.
I know, man.
You don't understand anything I'm saying anyways, so fuck you.
Yeah, actually, when Fonz is really drunk, he's a lot clearer to me.
I think it's just because my first language is Spanish, and I just have that accent that when I speak English, I have that tongue that, I don't know.
Why don't you go back to Mexico, Fonz?
Fuck you.
He's not even from Mexico. sorry I'm late. Apologies.
Okay, we're just talking about my horrible loss in their league.
Why he put in Luke McCaffrey. But first, he was celebrating not only his Guillotine survival, but the elimination of the biggest troll of his life.
My boy David, how dare you?
He's done.
Good, Adam. And even dead just wouldn't stop.
Yeah, I, like, honestly, it was late. It was like 11:30. He was still messaging. I was one message away from just removing him from the entire league on the spot as it was coming through. Because everyone, like, I put up one little thing after he was talking shit to you. I was like, oh, this didn't age well. And I got random likes from, like, Miller's friend who never says anything. It's like, all right, the whole league has been annoyed.
Oh, my gosh.
Fonz, if you can't take the heat, stay out of the kitchen, bro.
I'll be in the kitchen. All right, I'll take the heat. I just stayed quiet until I had my moment to shine and rub it in his face. Oh, how sweet it was.
That was truly Fonz's birthday gift.
Yeah. That That was great.
All right. Anyway, you can finish up. To quickly summarize, I was like, when did we say put Luke McCaffrey in? Why'd you do that? Because he had a zero and Bucky Irving was on the bench. And he goes, because Cooper Kupp was a late scratch and both my flexes had already started. So he literally could not put Bucky Irving in because the wide receiver slot was the only thing available. And that cost him.
That cost me him because if I had the ability to start Bucky Irving in there, I would have won this without a problem. I would have been 4-3 instead of 3-4.
Damn, Fonz.
Yeah. So stupid way to lose. I'm just bad managing, but also just bad updates from the Rams with Cooper Kupp's status. But yeah, my side just. Not a great day. Jordan Mason also got injured in that game, I think, too. Or just didn't do much because he's still questionable. Dontavian Wicks finally getting a touchdown. McGainis.
McGainis. He did all right. Since he stolen from Miller.
Yeah.
Talk about that in a second.
Yeah. God. And then the Saints defense. God, the Saints looked horrible that day. I just could not get anything going on offense. So the defense was the one that had to do all the work, and they were doing the best they could. They just could not hold Denver back.
Yeah, the Saints look awful. Mm-hmm. October right now. Not ideal for you, Fonz, as you fall to 3-4. Meanwhile, Warwick improves to 3-4. I did say I want to go through these pretty quick.
So yes.
Speed through most of the guys who aren't here. I was giving you your birthday spotlight.
Yes. Thank you. Appreciate it. Yeah.
So Castro, what we were saying was we're going to go through these previews real quick. And since we got a late start, recaps. And we'll just go through the previews, right now and just do a single off. Yeah. So, unfortunately, this is the first one we did, and you might be thinking, what did you do for the first half hour?
Listen to the podcast.
I'm also thinking, where the hell is William? I mean, Vaughn's had an excuse to not be here, and he's here. I don't know what the hell William's doing. Hey.
Dude, we've talked about this off the air. He cannot do anything whenever my nephew is here.
My son. Truth comes out. Vaughn's the real dad.
Tell your nephew to grow up already.
You just, when you get kids, you're gonna have to realize that there's homework that they don't do, that they hide, and then you have to stay on top of them with that. So that's what he wants to do. Yeah, he's gotta have time for that.
I feel like your nephew's probably tutoring your brother how to do sixth grade homework.
It's very possible. Very possible.
Is he in sixth grade?
Football, crazy. Fantasy football for dummies. This is when they're reading together. He's sixth grade. He just started middle school this year.
Damn, I was spot on.
Yeah.
All right. So quickly going down the line, Pat Mahomes again, a 12 point game. His every single game of the season under 17 points. His fifth game under 15. He's got DeAndre Hopkins now, so maybe he starts throwing a little more touchdowns, but. Yeah, you're fucking begging for a receiver. Anyway, Mahomes again. Although on the free agent pool,
it's like he heard me.
Oh hell!
Happy birthday!
They already did this.
Happy birthday to
start again. I started already.
He told me they already had cookie cake, which is why I'm confused. Did he do this twice?
No, I ate the cookie cake before they sang me.
Happy birthday to you.
William doesn't look busy with homework
today. I know. Where's the homework?
The homework eating cookies, William?
What the heck's going on?
Is that interrupt your podcast?
Oh, fuck up. Get out of here.
Your mom was just recording the whole time. Yeah. Never put that down. I like it.
Is your handle back on your door?
No.
You're still holding it.
Yeah, I need to fixed it.
All right. Anyways, back to speed some. James Cook did all right. Alexander fucking Madison scores again, double digits again.
You suck,
Mario. Running back. Was how I had that guy for like 4 years waiting, and I waited even all last season, and nobody wants him. So I'm like, yeah, fuck it, finally, I'm done. And of course, Warwick picks him up, and it starts going up. Warwick is like a rehab center for shitting running backs.
Yeah, because I forgot who the other person was.
Tyler Algier started going off for him last year, and
there was the Saints running back.
Jamal Williams.
Jamal Williams, yeah.
He's not quite Jamal Williams level regret, but it's just annoying. It's annoying. All right, Malik Nabers came back, kind of quiet day. T. Higgins, pretty nice game against Cleveland. Hunter Henry, looking steady. Hunter Henry just bores me, but the guy is just so consistent because he's the only guy that can catch the ball over there. Chris Godwin, RIP, and Butker and Niners, pretty modest as it went through. I think that's all we really need to go through like that. Both of you guys are now at 3-4, and we'll mention where that puts you in the standings once we're done with the rest of these. Gastro, you want to just get to it? Take your medicine.
Fine, let's do it. I lost from 46 to 100. On to the next one. I'm a man.
But why did you lose? Was it bad managing or bad luck?
It's your birthday, so I excuse that stupid ass question. But don't ask that tomorrow.
He knows good and well. He ran into a wall.
You should have got
a bus off.
Should have started Baker Mayfield. I told you, man.
It wouldn't have helped, Fonz. Mario lucked out again.
It was I was a 30 point favorite after the Denver game, and the whole day I was looking at that, and then just randomly it would shrink to like 14. I'm like, what's this about? And I would just kind of see it after the noon games. I think you had come up to be like a 5-point favorite.
Yeah, I jumped you at one point.
Yeah, you take the whole margin shrunk, including like garbage. The Browns are doing nothing all day, and they finally put in Jameis because Dorian Thompson-Robinson's dumbass couldn't stay on the field. And he just locks in on Njoku, 14 targets, and gets the most garbage time touchdown. Like a game I thought was already done.
You respect that touchdown. Did you watch it?
I saw it. And then I saw the replay, and they're like, oh, he gets the feed. I'm like, what the fuck this? Of course he does. Of course he gets the feed in.
I thought it was a dumbass throw at first. I was like about to say, stupid ass Jameson can't throw a ball because it looked really high. And then Njoku just giant goes up high and just comes straight down, doesn't move at all. I'm like, oh, okay, never mind. Good throw.
Did you ever question Jameson? I will give you credit on the preview. You did call. You said, I think this is the game where Deshaun Watson gets benched. And we see Jameis.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, well, you didn't call the way it happened, but it did happen. He got it on the right game.
Just out for the season. Last time he picks up a football ever.
Mate, I don't know. And the Browns fans cheering. I left that injury out because who even cares? But
they were cheering?
The Browns fans were cheering.
Oh, that's fucked up. Jesus.
Not all of them. But a handful of them, and everyone's very much like, oh, don't want to touch this sort of thing. Miles Garrett's coming out defending Watson, and Jameis Winston went on some long, stupid rant about like just talking in circles, like nobody knew what the fuck he was saying.
I think I saw it, dude. There's so
he
many
looks so passionate. Interview. Anytime he says anything, I support the man. I see the work. He just always says it with so much charisma. It's funny. It's
hilarious. I thought he was going to start breaking down in tears just to how passionate he was talking. Yeah,
dude, always, man. Whatever, he went down and it's like, you know, there's a big section of the community, in Cleveland included, that was just happy. One, because he was garbage on the field, and two, because he was garbage off the field. So just not an easy guy to root against. But then like the ethics of, you know, do you cheer for injury, blah, blah, blah. I don't know.
Right, yeah.
Whatever. Watson's out. His year is done. Jameis is in. And things in Cleveland are about to get a lot brighter, I think.
Heck yeah. David Njoku, baby.
Anyone else you care? Like, most people had days. Obviously, Kamara had a down day. Who apparently has been playing with a broken hand. That news came out today.
I saw that. The only ones really that I would talk about is just the reasoning for Trey Sermon being in there. And it was just
I did the same thing.
I wanted Najee, but my stupid coworker is a huge Jets fan, and he was like, Devontae Adams trade went through, and he's like, dude, they're going to lock him down. Russell Wilson sucked in Denver. He's going to suck. They're not going to run. Like, he doesn't run well. He's not going to be able to throw.
I hope you slapped that man in the face.
I definitely told him I made fun of him, and he's like, he's super like a Cowboys fan, just depressed. He's like up when they're like something small happens, or oh, we're going to playoffs, and then like as soon as like the sign of bad comes, he's like, we're done. Fuck the Jets, we're done. So he's in the fuck the Jets era right now. But I was like, in my head, it got to my head, I'm like, damn, yeah, Russell Wilson kind of looked really bad. Like, Najee's not the type to carry a team on his back. I don't know. I thought it was going to be ugly. I thought the Jets were just going to shut him down. It was complete opposite, though. So,
21 carries, 102 yards, and gets a late touchdown. I mean, they poured in. I don't think anyone was expecting that offensive beatdown.
Yeah, no, I wasn't. I was very much expecting the Jets to, at the very least, just like hold them down. Like, I thought it was going to be like a 6-9 game.
No, I mean, yeah, I guess everyone gave credit to the coach. I said, hey, you made the bold call. No, a lot of people didn't like it openly, but seems like the right one. And after the first two drives, everyone was losing their mind because Russell Wilson did look bad, but he, to his credit, turned it around really quickly. But I was confused when I saw that today too. I was like, wait, when Najee scored, why didn't points go up? And I saw Sermon. I was like, what? And you even said Najee's got a consistent like 7.4. I kind of like that.
Well, it was a stupid Denver Broncos. I'm like, okay, shit. So this is going to be like a I need scores. And I was like, I guess I'll go with the – and the better matchup was Trey Sermon.
Oh, my defense.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, I'm going to need points. Hopefully they just get to the goal line and he just punches something in. Because I didn't think that Najee would get a touchdown at all. So it was that train of thought. I was like, ah. Because Najee is the safer play, I feel like. Like, if I just needed to sustain, yeah, I go Najee. Give me the 7 points. It's not 5. So, yeah, that's the only, like, thing I really just wanted to talk about. Everyone else did okay. Like, it wasn't too bad of a week. I guess the only other ones were obviously Kamara and Joe Burrow wasn't, like, amazing, but he wasn't horrible either. So,
the whole Burrow Baker complex we talked about. Baker was kind of significantly better, but he just lost his two best receivers. I don't know if he's able to sustain with the backups and rookies that are left.
Yeah,
Cooper Kupp coming in. Cooper Kupp cheered.
So maybe that gets easier as time goes. But yeah, like you were saying, even with those, my team just in a week where Tyreek and Jaden Reed combined for 2 points. I still put up 146 because everyone just exploded. Derrick Henry is just on a different level right now, defying what 30-year-old running backs can do. The guy's truly – Lamar just unlocked him. Like, the threat of Lamar and him not seeing stacked boxes with stupid Ryan Tannehill or Will Levis or whatever, it just totally changed what he's able to do. So, really happy with that landing spot.
Extra 2 years of stardom.
Perfect. I feel vindicated now by trading away that first rounder to Miller, because last year when he was doing nothing at the end of the year, I was like, Jesus Christ, I really paid the price. It just took a year to manifest. But it's really, I mean, everyone just showed up. Brees looked great. Geno solid. JJ, AJ, both solid. Our wide receivers pretty much went head to head in points for the most part. Mark Andrews, the bold start. Comes down with two touchdowns on Monday Night Football. Kicker explodes in the 3 o'clock window and defense did great. So, yeah, just a solid week. I told you, man, you're playing against first place.
Right, Mario.
You're not beating up on anybody.
I'll let you win these two. I'll meet you in the playoffs. Don't worry.
I want you to know your cousin sent me a thank you letter because he has your first round pick.
It's not like I'm doing horrible. I still put up 100 points.
It's just the L's that he cares about. And beat you in the playoffs is the phrase there, because to date, you have beaten nobody in the playoffs ever.
It's a different team. Different team. Fuck you, Fonz.
Got a new identity.
All right, we'll see.
All right. Caster, you want to tackle one of the other ones?
D's.
Not ours, not Fonz.
D's and Will, yep. Since Will's not here. Bitch. D's smoked him.
Yeah, he's busy eating cookies. As we
yeah, homework, speak. Right?
I just said it lead room for it. It could be anything else.
Okay. I'm here struggling, like driving as fast as I can to get here. This dude's just eating cookies out there. 108. D's 108. William, 81 points. Scold him. Quick rundown. Saquon Barkley, just a beast. I think he's going to be awesome all year long.
Totally overlooked the revenge game.
Yeah.
When he was in New York. Just totally forgot who he was playing that week.
Of course, he exploded once, 17 carries, 176 yards, a touchdown, and then 11 more yards at the ground. Crazy. Jeez. Kareem Hunt, actually, I didn't even see that. Had a good day, too. Jesus. 22 carries, 78 yards, and 2 touchdowns. I guess they were.
Yeah, he's just the guy now. I don't think CEH played, but seems like he's the only one they trust right now.
What was the quarterback? 21. Kyler Murray had 20 on the bench. Yeah, same thing. Yeah, there's not much to really talk about. He has Brock Bowers on his bench. What's. They're basically the same, too. Interchangeable players.
9.3 and 9.2. Wow. Yeah, Kittle had a decent day. Just didn't score.
Yeah.
Fucker.
Did Deebo Samuel, what happened to him? Did he get really injured?
Hospitalized for pneumonia. They said he was sick going into the game. But then, you know, again, these fucking reports, man, it's such a pain in the ass that
jeez.
Working with what they tell us, and they're withholding the guy sick enough to that he's not going to play at all.
Well,
it showed a video of him in warm ups. Like, he looked like he was just not doing well. Like, he just wasn't breathing good. Like, he had to take a bunch of breaks, and then he went into the locker room and then never came out.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm. On the other side, William running his mouth all year long, specifically the D's. So it's kind of fitting that Saquon Barkley put an end to him.
Is he over 8 already?
I was just going to say, specifically, he said he would just go under 8 touchdowns, right? He had 3 in week 1, 4, 5. That's 6 right now.
Is it
6?
William said under 8.
I think the over-under was 9. So, yeah, I think 8.
God damn it, William. You're a clown.
He's got 6 at the moment, and he's already had a bye week. So he's only played in actually 6 games.
Nice call, William.
I think we all tried to tell him. We all tried to tell him that they're going to use the crap out of him. He's old he's going to be a scoring touchdown machine.
William, you haven't changed your name to the ICU yet. The intensive care unit. I want to see it.
Intensive cookie unit.
Intensive what?
Cookie
unit. Oh.
It looks it looks good up to RB2, and then it just gets really nasty. Drake May did pretty well for being a rookie. It's not bad. 20 points. But after the running backs, it's just gross. Josh Downs, 0.3. Juju Smith-Schuster, 0. 1.7 from Likely. Whittington, 0. Kate Otten looked okay, got 100 yards, and just... nothing really worth talking about.
He had Bateman in on the review, and I was confused as to why he was out. And I know he thinks of him as like Gabe Davis 2.0. He's like, he'll just give you a donut out of nowhere. So he sits him. And of course, 4 catches, 121 yards, and a touchdown, 18 points on the bench. Meanwhile, Whittington doesn't play because of a shoulder injury and gives him a donut.
Yeah.
Now, he would have lost anyways.
But the points. He's in the points race.
The points, yeah, he lost 18 on that one move.
I hope you miss it by just the perfect 18 points. Exactly 18, William. Miss playoffs. Yeah, but nothing else to really note about Will. Obviously ran his mouth and the injury bug. The fantasy gods are punishing him. Got nothing else. Y'all want to move on to the next one or y'all have anything?
Nah. Well, any breakdowns we can do on the preview for these guys?
Okay.
I see Isaac versus Scott on here. Isaac had 69 points to Scott's 93 points. So, I mean, I'm sure Isaac doesn't really care at this point. He's just
it's all better for pick us. For him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Isaac improves to 1-6 in this, and Scott, I'm sorry, Isaac goes down to 1-6. Scott improves to 4-3. Shining bright spot for Scott's side, Bijan Robinson, Brian Robinson, both scoring days for them. And Amari Cooper, first touchdown with the Bills. You like to see that. That's exactly what you want to see with him moving over to the Bills. And really, that's. Oh, I guess Goodson would have been the right start since I don't know if he'll still continue to be the right start while Jonathan Taylor is out, but that might be the move to make if Jonathan Taylor continues to be out.
Yeah, I haven't checked the status. I hear there's a chance Taylor will be back, but we did briefly mention Goodson on the last one, and just wasn't a lot of confidence between him and Singletary and
Sermon
Sutton. Sutton in a game they win 33-10. Sutton zero targets, even just nothing. There's so many guys who just vanished this week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Scott's team looking good in those bright spots there. Isaac, I don't know if. Oh, I mean, BTJ bright spot. You want to see that?
Mm-hmm.
Control your boner, D's.
Dude, and what is up with Anthony Richardson, man? That guy is terrible at throwing a football.
Joe Flacco just needs to just continue to be the starter for that team.
He ran it 14 times, though. That's like video game numbers.
But lost the fumble probably while he was running.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Bring back JT.
Those are just really just the bright spots really from both of these teams in there. Sorry I'm not breaking down more into it, but yeah, I we just all know Isaac is in tank mode right now.
Yeah, we can go from one tank mode to the next then, because Noe, second place Noe, 5-1 coming into the week, was playing against winless Miller changes photo to like a headshot of him. I just realized that. Winless Miller. I mean, I think the Miller curse kicked in. Miller does break the streak largely on the leg of Cameron Dicker, the kicker I told him to cut in favor of the Packers kicker. Luckily for him, he didn't listen to me, because Dicker puts up 22 points in the final game of the week, in a game in which Miller won by 6. So it actually did matter. It did make the difference. McManus, for the record, had 7. So it would not have been enough.
He only kicked one field goal, and it was a game-winning field goal.
Not as good. But, I mean, really, this all hinged on two things. Number one, he had Ray Davis in review. He made a move at signing Pierre Strong and putting him in. Pierre Strong 1 point, Ray Davis had 10 as he found the end zone. But the biggest one was Jaden Daniels injuring his ribs early in the game. I think in the first quarter, even only completed 2 passes, but ran the ball for 50 yards in the first quarter and was done. Had 5 points pretty quick. And then wrap after that, probably safe to assume he would have passed at least 11, 12 points. So should have gotten the win, but this is what happens when you play Miller any given Sunday.
Yeah, we stood there and you can't sleep on him.
And he put up respectable points. Not like he won 60-62, like he put up 86. So got to try, but yeah, that's a big one. Marvin Harrison still continues to not really be in sync with
Kyler Murray.
Kyler's a diva. Yeah. It's Kyler Murray.
Yeah, I think Castro hit it spot on.
He doesn't want him to succeed?
Not that he doesn't. He wants to keep him in check. He's a diva. It's Kyler Murray's show, not Marvin Harrison's show. So
he's not going to intentionally do something to the detriment of the team.
I think even one of the announcers pointed out, like, Marvin Harrison was wide open on one of the plays, and he threw it. He checked it down to a tight end or something. I don't know. But I remember hearing that Marvin Harrison was wide open on a few plays.
He's still getting a solid target share. It's that he's getting inaccurate balls. He has the lowest catchable ball rate on that team, like lower than, and like maybe that's because he runs steeper routes or whatever, but he just has like a fifth, like half of the balls that are thrown his way are catchable.
Is it, Mario, that he's running deeper routes? Oh, I just forgot how to throw Kyler Murray.
Well, you said this after week one, and then he goes out for 130 yards.
And that was way too much. Hasn't done it since. Kyler was like, let's pump the brakes on that.
Yeah, he's still getting decent targets. 8, 11, 6, 7, 6. They're going his way. They're just not always accurate.
Yeah, but it's a wild theory, but it kind of makes sense if that's what he's doing.
Just wait till Call of Duty comes out. All right, Zay Flowers, pretty quiet day. Drake London still trucking along, looking at the wide receiver, like the wide receiver one he was drafted as. George Pickens woke up with Russell Wilson. I was talking shit about him because he had no touchdowns all year. 111 yards and a touchdown, first one, 17 points. That was a pretty big deal for him. Miller's side, he's mostly in tank mode. Speaking of Tank Dell, 0-for-4, no catches on 4 targets. I guess CJ Stroud hates him, right?
No, he just sucks.
Doesn't want him to look good.
He just sucks. He's just not good.
Tank Bigsby continues to motor right along. 26 carries, 118 yards, 2 touchdowns. Just continues to do well. Fonz, you and I agreed that he should throw in Noah Brown and in favor of Lazard. Minus 4 points. He still would have won, but that was the only real thing we had.
Did I agree with that? Man, I don't remember that.
I remember because it put a red flag up in my head.
When we agreed, yeah.
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 Okay. He said, you're not going to like this. Yeah. But that's it. Congratulations, Miller, on stopping the streak. We never even confirmed how long it was or what the record was, but it's all put to bed. Now, as you start a new streak, nice one. Maybe.
Sorry, Fon.
Damn it, Miller. You're supposed to bail me out, Miller. God damn it. I don't want to hold on to that for too long.
Forever.
Takes us to the last game, Castro. That was the championship rematch between Joe and Justin.
Hold on, let me.
Damn.
Joke or not. Dang. Justin gets revenge. 131 to 81. Yeah, Lamar Jackson. Just a beast doing Lamar Jackson things. 34 points. Josh Jacobs, he had a really nice day. 15 points. St. Brown, Amon-Ra, the Sun God, 17 points. And I like that game, the Lions and the Vikings game. I'm glad the Lions beat them too.
Yeah.
I was rooting for the Lions all the time, and like every time Sam Darnold, like I think the first couple drives he just didn't look so good, and I was like, "Welcome back to Earth, Sam Darnold." I hope they talk trash.
I mean, but he hasn't. I feel like he hasn't been playing out of his mind, or like
he's just
like,
been manageable, very manageable.
You're right, but he knows who to throw to. He's like, JJ is your guy. He's gonna throw to him. You got like he's doing
not
good
this Sunday, Fonz.
Going through his reads. I think
there is a close game, but they lost, so he's a loser.
Yeah, I wanted the Lions to lose, in all honesty, just because that ass whooping they put on the Cowboys the week before. And I wanted them to be so high under a horse and just be like, come down to earth. But nope, now they got to take down the undefeated team.
Yeah, that's a curious thought because they're going to play against Tennessee now this following week after – big high over Dallas and a big emotional division win over Minnesota. Like that's usually trap game recipe, but Tennessee has nothing. I want to call trap game. If they were facing the Colts or Bears, like maybe like, but I just, it's hard to see a way in which Tennessee wins that game, but maybe they cover because the Lions just don't have the same juice. The
Lions better prep their ball boys, the Dodge, Will Levis.
He's not playing. I think Will Levis is out.
Is he out?
Is he still hurt?
Yeah. Yeah. No more. No more memes.
He's taking out
one more Mason Rudolph.
Yeah.
Taking out your last ball boy, Levis.
Poor guy didn't even check on him. He just fucking got up and was like, "Woo, got the first down." Fucking high-fiving people. Yeah, we did it, guys.
Another player too. I want to shout out Joe Mixon, 24 points, my boy, doing good in Texas with the Texans. Devontae Smith shat the bed on him. Not like he needed it. On the bench, though, Rashad White, 23 points.
Dude,
I don't think that's, you can call that. Like,
we weren't sure what was going to happen with those three running backs. It seems like Tucker has fallen back to number three, but White and Bucky, honestly, they might both be startable with the loss of those two receivers. They might both just be, because Rashad White does most of his work in the air. He got six balls for 71 yards, and that's how he scored both times. So Baker's going to keep slinging it. I think White is going to have a healthy floor, funny enough.
Yeah, he definitely goes back into the lineup. On the other side, Joe looks pretty solid on top. Jared Goff, 18 points, respectable. James Conner, of course, once he left my team, has never stopped scoring.
Dude won't fucking die.
He looks so,
he didn't even score. He looks so bad. He didn't score.
He didn't. He just had 150 yards. Yeah,
what I meant is putting up points.
True, true.
Won't stop. Whoever D. Adams is only put up 3 points. I don't know who that is.
Nine targets in his first game. Aaron Rodgers worked so hard to be all fucking smug about it.
Yeah, the very first play was to Devontae Adams, and it was a drop ball. They were not on the same page.
Mike Evans, unfortunately, injured. How long is he out for, did they say?
They said at least likely past the bye, which is week 11, so maybe 4 weeks.
Dang, that sucks. Aaron Jones looked good, though. 17 points. It was a slugfest that game. It was awesome. Terry McLaurin, not bad considering he lost Jaden Daniels. Packers D, 4 points. Not really that great. Not really anything in his bench that could have saved him. Just a tough week for Joe. Mm-hmm. But yeah, any thoughts on any of these players?
Nothing we can't cover in the preview of the matchups next week. But yeah, that's a button on them overall. You guys want some updated standings? 50% of the way through the season?
Give it to me, Mario. Give it to them.
Coming in at...
It's his birthday, Mario.
Give it to him. No, don't give me. Don't give it to me.
Coming in at 12th is 1-6. Miller on the winning board, on the board with the wins. 11th, Isaac, also 1-6. William falls to 2-5 and now in 10th place. Warwick, 3-4. Fonz hanging on to 8th at 3-4. One game behind Scott in 7th, who is 4-3. Joe Fuck is 4-3. I really want that.
I do too.
Joe is 4-3. Jose improves to 5th place at 4-3, but the most points out of that bunch. Castro, you are fall to 4-3, your second straight loss. Sorry about it. And you hold on to 4th place with your with the points tiebreaker over Jose.
You're not sorry.
Noe, coming off his surprise loss to Miller, still he fell out of 2nd, fell to 3rd at 5-2. Now the interesting thing is Noe has fewer points than everyone else behind him until it gets to Scott at number 7. So if Castro, Jose, Joe, or even Ufons tie him in record, you would all jump him in standings. And just of note, Noe plays me this week. 2nd place, having won 4 straight, Justin improves to 5-2. And sitting at the top, also having won 4 straight, is me at 6-1. The truth still holds that if I had started Caleb Williams in every single game this year, including this week, I would be undefeated.
Yeah, if you weren't a coward.
You're still in first place, all right, dude? That's why you wanted to go through the standings. You were so excited about that.
I'm looking at the history book. I go through the standings every time. I'm looking at the history books right now.
I did last time. I'm just kidding.
I want to, like, I think the best all-time record we've had is 12-2.
That was my brother, right?
I'm sorry. I think it was 11-2 because we only played 13 weeks back then. But yeah, I think it was his first or second season that he went 11-2. I'm chasing that record.
God.
Everyone's on notice.
Chasing.
I'll just start Caleb Williams. He's the magic touch. Should start him this week to be an asshole.
I had a good season a couple of
weeks on his bye week.
I feel like we had two losses.
I don't know. I'll look it up on the other page. But hell, we accidentally went to an hour. Surprise, surprise. So if you guys want, we can cut it here or we can just jump right into.
Actually, it'd be good if we cut it just because of the editing. For editing purposes, it's difficult to line it up with Castro joining in the middle of it.
Okay. So you want to. It wouldn't be easier though, because if he joins in, you would just have to adjust it once and then the full 2 hours would be in line.
The reason is it's easier is because it's shorter. If it was longer than
okay.
the timeline, it's weird. Yeah. It just makes all glitchy.
Can we clip? The reason it's easier is because it's shorter, not longer. Sounds sexual.
Can work with that.
Sound like you were talking about circumcision.
Whoa.
Let's get out of here before more penis things happen.
This thing, that was our first
Happy
one.
Birthday, Vons.
Happy birthday, Vons.
Thank you. Good night, everybody. Goodbye.